This is Kayla Fox, and you're listening to the Coach's Wife Podcast. Welcome to the Coach's Wife Podcast. Here, we talk about everything from what it's really like being married to a coach, how we deal with critical fans, the ministry of the coaching family, and everything in between. I'm your host, Kayla Fox, wife of a high school football coach and founder of the Fly Fox Apparel, a coach's wife boutique. Whether you're on your way to team dinner or picking up the slack at home while coach is at work, huddle up and rest assured, you can find joy and community as a coach's wife. And it can all start right here. Welcome back to episode 52 of the Coach's Wife Podcast. Did you catch that? Episode 52. That is, my friends, one whole year worth of the podcast. I cannot believe it. So we actually started last June, so it's not technically been a year, but for a while there, I was doubling up on the episodes to give you guys a lot of great content to start with. So 52 episodes feels like such a huge mile marker for me. When I started this podcast, I wanted to start it because I wanted a better outlet to really talk to you. I feel like I was only talking to coaches' wives through our social media pages, through the Fly Fox, and through our email list, which is all great. But there's just something about being able to sit down and actually talk, because I feel like you can only say so much sometimes when you're writing, when you want to act like you're talking to a friend, right? And that's what you guys are to me. You guys are friends to me, and I have just loved being able to pour into your lives this way. I hope that it's felt like that. I hope that it's really felt like I have, or just felt like you were sitting down with a friend and like being able to relate to something, because our lifestyles are so unique, guys, and it just feels good sometimes to be able to sit down and listen to a friend and think, man, she gets me, right? And so I hope that this whole podcast has just made you feel validated and understood. And at the same time, I hope that you felt really challenged to step up to the plate. You know, we talked about getting off the bench and joining your husband in the ministry of coaching, whether that is by, you know, preparing treat bags for your kids or just learning their names, praying over the roster, all of those things. So I hope that this podcast has been a good mix of those things, whether it's been just to kind of feel at home, but to also challenge you to get out into your community, get out into your team, and really serve them well. I remember being a little hesitant to start this whole podcast, mostly because I kept thinking, what if I run out of topics? Like, I didn't want this to be a show where we just rambled on and on about things. I wanted it to be something where every week there was a certain topic that was being really deep dived into. But I was afraid, like, oh my goodness, what if we kind of cover them all in 10 weeks and then there's something else to talk about? And boy, was I wrong, right? So far, we have covered topics like marriage and money, counseling, anxiety, schedules, and connecting with the players, and so on. So we've discussed so much, and yet I feel like there's so much left on the table. There's so much more that we can be talking about. Because really, it all boils down to the fact that coaches' wives are so much more than coaches' wives, right? We've talked about that a lot, how we can find some of our identity in that because it's a calling and we have to step into that. But at the same time, that's not our whole identity. Like, we are complex daughters of the King, and we need to step into all of those roles and figure out what God has for us, not just as coaches' wives, but as daughters of Him, like as people who are called here to serve and to love people well. So what does that actually look like, right? So as we lead into the next season, I plan on being a little bit more intentional with the topics that we choose, because I really want to deep dive into these and talk about all of the aspects of a coach's wife's life, and not just about coaching, but just life in general, whether it's life at home, life with your friends, life with your family, life as an employee, you know, all of those topics and how those impact our roles as coaches' wives. Because if you haven't figured out yet, every coach's wife has a different role. Yes, we are all called to support our husband. Yes, we are all called to, you know, pray over our kids and all of that. But the truth is, like, we are all very different people. We are different women who have different callings in our lives. And so while for some that might look like having players over for dinner once a week and really talking to them, investing in them, for others it might mean simply, I'm not going to say simply, it's hard work, but to others that might mean staying home and keeping the house afloat or running the kids everywhere or working really hard at their job and working those late hours and hiring someone to help out at home. You know, like, there's so, our lives all do look so similar as coaches' wives, but yet they are also different, and that's because we are different. And so what I want is for these topics to really cover the variety of women that we have in this group and in this community. So in the next season, as we're wrapping up season one of the Coach's Wife podcast, in the next season, I hope that you realize and you hope that you start to notice that we're going to be having more guests, and we're going to be talking about more ways to get connected to the Coach's Wife community, as well as just a plethora of practical tips and advice from anything from, you know, managing life at home to explaining to your employer, you know, what life is like as a coach's wife, and all of those topics in between. Like, there's so much to be said for the complexities of who we are. And I really hope that the next season just celebrates that all the more. So meanwhile, if you have any topics that you're like, I really would love to hear more about this, or have a guest speak on this, or if you know of a guest that you think would be great for the show, or if you want to be a guest on the show, if you feel like you have a story or you have a topic of something that you're just really good at that you think that other people could benefit from, please email me. You can always email me at Kayla@theflyfoxapparel.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear what's going on in your heart and how you think you can benefit our community. And I'd just love to find a way to get you on the podcast somehow, just have you share your experience, because, you know, I'm only one person. My story hasn't changed. You know, I've been married to a coach for almost 10 years and having four kids, I've been mostly at the same school. And so my story looks so different from so many other people's. And so I really would love to get a good variety of people on here just to share their life as a coach's wife so that every one of you has someone that they can relate to. Another great way to leave feedback for me so that I know how to better serve you is by leaving a rating and review on the podcast. So I know we talk about this on every show, and frankly, you probably hear about it on every podcast. Every podcast host is begging you to leave a review, but I'll explain to you a little bit how it works. So the more often that we're getting ratings and reviews, not necessarily how many we have or anything like that, but just the consistency of receiving them, it puts us closer and closer to the top of the charts so that other coaches' wives can discover our show too. Because as they're searching for anything that has to do with coaches' wives, our show will be more likely to show up first if there are lots of ratings and reviews. So when you guys leave those, seriously, like, it's not just me begging for a compliment or trying to dissect your brain a little bit. It really is just helping our show be seen by more people, which in turn can help grow our community. Guys, the huddle has grown so much in this last year just from people discovering our show. So I love that people that once were walking this coach's wife life alone are now not only able to be plugged into a podcast where they're hearing so much that's relevant to their lives, but they also are now getting plugged in to the huddle on Facebook, where they can get to know people like you and share life with you as fellow coaches' wives. And of course, every podcast host is going to ask for a 5-star review. I'm going to be honest with you. I just want your honest opinion. Like, even if it's not fantastic, like, I really am curious because I want to be able to serve you well. And we've highlighted some of the reviews before on the podcast. Maybe we should do that more often because it's fun being able to give you guys some shout outs. But I want to highlight one that actually was a 3-star review and not a 5-star review, which I'm sure a lot of people don't do. But I actually really appreciated her comment and I want to say something about it. So this girl gave me a 3-star review and she said, "In short, Kayla is the coach's wife's preacher." which I think is kind of funny. She said, she's sweet and genuine, but it's hard to relate to her sermon-like episodes if you're not Christian. Her emphasis on faith probably contributes to this podcast popularity, but it's unfortunate that she doesn't hold a smidgen of space for those of us that call God or higher power something different, let alone hold different beliefs or no religious association at all. Then she said, if you hope that faith and football will always go hand in hand, no, you aren't alone. We'll find our community eventually, but this ain't it. So why am I reading that on the podcast? Because I think that she does have some valid points, but I also have some comments to make back because I want her and everyone else to understand a couple things. One, yes, I do emphasize God's calling on our lives in this because for two things. One, if you are a coach, if you're married to a coach and you don't see it as a ministry, then you probably don't really walk around calling yourself like, I'm a coach's wife, because it doesn't really mean a lot to you. And maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, and I apologize if I am. But I guess I've always viewed it as if you kind of understand a little bit of the deeper meaning behind coaching, that it's not just about, you know, winning games or teaching someone how to kick a ball, but it's actually like, I'm going to pour into these people and I'm going to invest in the next generation because I believe they're worth investing in. If you grasp that concept, then a lot of us can see the bigger picture here, right? And so, yes, a lot of Christians are going to see that as, wow, God has given me this platform, which it's something that I love, like a sport, to pour into the next generation and to impact the next generation and to have this be my ministry. And so as a coach's wife, we're able to see that too. Like we're able to see like, man, like what a gift God has given us, right? So I speak to that a lot, for one, because that's how I am. Like to me, if coaching was just coaching, I mean, I would have begged my husband to quit a long time ago because doesn't always seem to be a lot of great, great turnaround for us or feedback for us. But because we know it's a ministry, it's like, man, these kids are worth it and this community is worth it. And so we're going to keep pouring in. We're going to keep investing. We're going to keep giving ourselves because we know that it's not about us, right? It's not about our comfort. It's not about our job security. It's not about that our income, like it is about serving the next generation. So I think a lot of coaches' wives, even if they wouldn't necessarily call themselves, you know, Jesus followers, even if they wouldn't necessarily stand up and say like, yeah, I'm a Christian, you know, like I think a lot of us get that because we almost can't afford not to get it. Because I believe that a lot of us, and this is not true for everyone, there are plenty of non-Christian coaching couples out there who are amazing, who are doing wonderful work, who just don't see it this way. And I still applaud them because I think they're making a huge impact. But I think a lot of coaches' wives and coaching couples who serve the Lord, they see that and they grasp it and they don't let it go. So I do speak a lot about God and his calling on our lives because I know so many of you believe it and you get it. That being said, I'm also well aware that there are many awesome coaching couples who don't believe all of that. And what I want to say to them is that's fine. Like you are still totally welcome here. And even if you ignore parts of what I say, like I feel like there's still so much benefit for being plugged into a community like this because you're still going to see a greater purpose in investing or in coaching because you're going to be investing in the next generation. So even if you're like, oh my goodness, she's talking about the Bible again or whatever, which I don't think I'm too preachy. Maybe I am in some episodes, but as a whole, if that's just not for you, like I hope that you still see that there is so much joy and purpose and meaning in your role as a coach's wife. And we need you as part of this community. Like we need your opinions. We need your viewpoints. Your community needs you to be serving them and loving them well. So I hope that you'll stick around. I hope that you'll see that there's so much more to this than just pointing it back to God, even though I think that is so much of it. That is the bulk of it. But there's also so much encouragement to be had here for you. So seriously, that's why I'm saying like, if you have any like constructive criticism, like I'm cool with that too, because it's good for me to be aware of who's listening. And I want you to understand that like, no matter where you're from, no matter who you're married to, and all of those things. Like, it all boils down to the fact that we're in the same role and we are all married to coaches. And so we all have something to learn from each other. And I think that this community is a great space to do that. So all of that being said, guys, what an awesome year it's been, just pouring into your lives and loving on you in this awesome way. So you might be wondering, okay, what's going on next? So there will be a season 2. I am super excited about it. Again, I shared some of my ideas already, just trying to come up with creative ways to get you guys even more plugged in the community, with each other, with your communities. And then also just hearing from more and more guests so that you guys can hear more unique perspectives about this coaching life in all the aspects of the coaching life. So what that's going to look like is the next couple of weeks I'm taking off. You won't be getting new episodes for just a little bit, which I was dreading to do. I did not want to do. I know that it's so nice to have something consistent. But honestly, like, if I'm going to sit here and preach on taking care of yourselves and protecting your marriage and your family and your boundaries, like, I have to practice what I preach, right? So this year has just been kind of exhausting. There's been so many good things going on in my life, but there's been some hard things too. And I need to respect that, and I need to respect that space that I need. So what I'm hoping is that over the next several weeks, I get a lot of opportunity to rest and to kind of reignite the fire of coming up with creative content for you and serving you in a more beautiful and more practical way. So as we go on these next couple of weeks, if you think about it all, if you could pray for me, like, I'm just going to be honest, like, I need some prayer and some motivation and kind of a swift kick in the butt. And I just need some fresh perspective, and I need the chance to rest and maybe even get my mind on something else for a little bit so that I can come back more fired up and more ready to serve you the way that you deserve to be served. So the plan is for the next episode of season 2, episode 1, it'll air on Tuesday, July 20th. So like I said, it will be several weeks, but over the next couple of weeks, I'm not just going to be sitting around resting, twiddling my thumbs. I am going to be recording and meeting with guests and planning out the next year's worth of content. So I hope that you see that this is going to be worth the wait, and there's going to be lots of good things in store for you. But meanwhile, I hope that during this time you see, like, your need for this community. So if you are listening now and you have not yet joined the Huddle on Facebook, I will still very much be active over there. So you can always join. It's the Huddle by the Fly Fox Apparel. There's always a link in our show notes for you. But you can always join there. And that's where we have so much discussion and just share life as coaches, wives in general. You can always follow us on social media. Guys, we are on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, which is kind of my new favorite place to hang out, all at the Fly Fox Apparel. And we have a lot of fun over there. And each of those communities, we kind of offer something different. On Instagram, there's a lot more behind the scenes with our stories. On TikTok, it's just kind of a lot of hilarious parodies of being a coach's wife. And then on Facebook, it's more showing more of the shop and showing you kind of what's going on in the store. So I hope that you'll follow us on all of those platforms, even if you're not already active on one of them. Like, get an account just simply so you can follow us, because I think you're really going to like what you see. Speaking of the shop, that is very much still not going away. We actually just launched our football collection, which included tons of brand new designs, as well as some of our football shirts also were offered in basketball and baseball versions of the shirt. So there's tons of good stuff on the website right now. And I'll just tell you, like, because you guys support our shop, we can keep doing this. So it's always been one of those things where I love just sitting down and talking to you. I love being able to connect to other coaches' wives and all of that. But I can't do any of that without the shop running and operating. So thank you so much for always purchasing your coaches' wife shirts, football shirts, stuff for your kids, all of that stuff through our website. Because when you do that, it allows me to keep serving you in this way. Oh, and before I forget, we actually have started a new thing in our group. We've done it a few times, but now we kind of have it on the schedule. The first Monday of every month in the evening, we are getting on Zoom and just chatting. So you might have been a part of some of these conversations before, but we've had anywhere from, you know, 5 or 6 to 20 coaches' wives meet at a time. And honestly, we all just kind of go around and share what's been going on in our lives and our hearts, whether it is coaching related or not. And it's just been a really cool way for us to get to know each other as people. You know, I see so many familiar names and faces on Facebook or whatever, but it's cool just to actually hear your voice and to hear your story and to see what's going on in your lives and how we can encourage you during that time. So we've had so many laughs. Usually we end up going over on the time and then we all log back in again to keep talking. Most of our conversations average about 2 hours, honestly. And you can always like mute yourself if you're like, I'm just here to listen, or I'm, you know, busy cleaning the house, or my kids are sleeping next to me, whatever. Like, it's all good. But you can join us. We would love for you to join us. You will always find the link for that in the huddle on the first Monday of every month. So, guys, thank you so much for being who you are. Thank you for being a part of this team and this community. Thank you for loving your husbands well and loving your kids well and your players. What we're doing is wild and it doesn't make sense to most of the world. We know that it's so much more than a game. We know that it's a calling, and it is it's impacting the next generation. And I'm confident that us, you know, the sacrifices that us as coaches' wives make and the way that we choose to serve our communities and our team, that's what's allowing our husbands to really pour into this next generation. And I'm just convinced we're going to see a lot of wonderful, beautiful faces that we recognize in heaven someday because of what we did while we were enjoying the sport that we love, right? So keep going, keep pressing on, even when it's hard, even when it's lonely. Yes, give yourself a break. Yes, you know, create boundaries, but guys, don't lose heart. We are in this together. And as always, 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 guys, I am always over here, say it with me, cheering you on. I'll see you in season 2. Bye, friends.